No, it's coming down to it. It's almost creeping up on us unbeknownst because of all the drama and all the different terrible things that are happening in the world, taking all of our attention. But we're just 2 weekends away now from St. Patrick's Week. Yeah, 2 weeks away yesterday from St. Patrick's Day and indeed St. Patrick's weekend with the bank holiday, the fact that it's on a Tuesday and all of that. Announcements have been made of the Grand Marshals in Tralee and Killarney. I'm delighted to say, with me on the line, I've got two of those Grand Marshals. I've Tralee Grand Marshal Brendan O'Brien, the chair of Tralee Tidy Towns. And in Killarney, one of the three Grand Marshals for that parade is Sarah Leahy, who won the Irish Indoor title over 60 metres in 2023. And regained the title in February 2025. Remember the Irish women's 4x400 metres relay team alongside Lauren Roy, Ciara Neville and Sarah Lavin, who broke the Irish national record with a time of 43.73 seconds at the London Athletics meet last year. Good morning to both of you and thanks very much for joining us on the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having us.
And morning to listeners.
Morning, Brendan. Brendan, first of all, can you run as fast as Sarah is my first question.
Not a hope of that.
You won't be running ahead of the parade, is what you're saying.
I'm delighted to be asked to do the Grand Marshal for the Tralee Parade as a member of Tralee Tidy Towns. Now, I'm just so lucky that I'm the chairperson of this voluntary group, which is a shining light in Tralee. That's all I can say. And I'm the chairperson at this present time, and I was asked, and I'm delighted to be representing Tralee on the Grand Marshal on the day, on the 17th of March.
Yeah, it's a great honour, Brendan, and it puts a focus, I suppose, on the work that you all do.
Oh, it's a major focus on the work, I suppose, that all the volunteers do, and volunteers are scarce at the moment. Like, but this parade now, it'll be a shining light, and it's a bright light parade, which we're delighted to see. You know, it's everything is brightness on the day. The only thing we'll hopefully look for is fine weather, a lot of people to go out and celebrate St. Paddy's Day in Tralee, and that's basically it.
Brilliant. Sarah, listen, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. Look, congratulations. Were you surprised, shocked and delighted when you were told?
Yeah, for sure. I'm absolutely honoured and very excited to be Grand Marshal along with two other great people, David Sheeran, who's an up-and-coming DJ, and Fiona Leary, who's a young youth who's very involved in the local community. And yeah, it's just a gratitude to the volunteers and organisers who work tirelessly to keep Killarney vibrant and buzzing. So it's an absolute pride of mine to be from Killarney and to be representing at the St. Patrick's Day Parade on the 17th is absolutely amazing. And I'm absolutely amazed as well by just not the fact it's just a St. Patrick's Day Parade anymore. It's a whole festival ranging from the 13th to the 23rd. It's absolutely amazing. So I'm really looking forward to it and excited to be represented.
Brilliant stuff. And look, I suppose it's recognition for what you've been achieving and what you've achieved. You've broken records in recent weeks as well, internationally, and Irish records too. All the hard work, I suppose. And it's a good focus on athletics as well. It's a very positive time for Irish athletics.
For sure. There's so much going on. There's so many... the future of athletics is very bright in Ireland and even Kerry and Killarney. There's a load of new clubs coming up and there's always talent. And I'm absolutely delighted to be kind of a part of it and to be one of those kind of future people leading it as well, especially in Killarney. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. Is it just the main parade you'll be marshalling or you'll be attending other events?
Well, definitely, I'll be there in the main parade and I hope to be down there as well for the many other events, including just a quick round through of it on the 13th. There's the West End House are putting on six different plays. So that'll be absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see some of those. The Able Fest in Killarney on the 15th, which is in the festival zone. And there'll be live music, Irish fun fair. And then there's a duck dash in the domain where you can race your ducks. So I love to race. So the fastest duck wins. On the 16th, the Battle of the Bands. There's just absolutely so much. I can't wait to be as many as I can. And I suppose another thing, gratitude, as I said, to the volunteers and the organisers and the sponsors as well that helped make this happen. So the festival is always sponsored by Nespresso this year.
Indeed, Brendan, it's going to be great in Tralee as well, Brendan. I know a huge amount of effort has gone in there, as it does every year, into making the parade a success.
Yeah, Oliver Holliday has a massive job done in the parade this year, and the parade starts at 12 in the Rose. It's the usual route, and this year, for the first time, I think they're having a concert, like the Rising Tread are playing in the Mall after the concert, so the people can stay there. It hopefully will be a good day in Tralee and in Killarney, and I'm asking everybody to support it and be out on the day with their green and gold green.
Bit of positivity, and hopefully the weather will be good as well. And Brendan, listen, this puts you now up there with the likes of Vogue Williams. She's the Grand God. National Parade in Dublin. You're on that level now, Brendan.
I'm delighted and I'm honoured to be representing Tralee. It's a great privilege and honour, and I take it as I'm mad about Tralee, and there's a lot of people volunteering in Tralee, and there's a lot of goodness in Tralee, and I want to see that going forward. That's all.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Brilliant stuff, Brendan, good man. We'll talk to you again, and to Sarah as well. Thanks so much for talking to us, and good luck with the festivities over the last couple of weeks. Brendan O'Brien there, Chair of Tralee Tidy Towns, announced as Grand Marshal for the Tralee festivities and Tralee Parade on St. Patrick's Day. Killarney, of course, Sarah Leahy, one of the three Grand Marshals. The other two are DJ and music producer David Sheeran, a huge 20-year-old rising star, popularly known as She, and teenager Fionn O'Leary, working with younger people, and his unique gift of working with modelling clay sets him apart as one of the watch in the future. There you go.